Nachas Perikid Aleph Mishnah Test. Last Mishnah over here in the Perik dealing with Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem Necholos Ein Pochus Mishnai Beleyos Al Shloisha. The Shtei Alechem could never be eaten before the second day from Afiyoson, from when they're prepared, and they're turned into Fartug Shtei Alechem, and never more than three. Ketzat. What's this halacha teaching us? Nefois, this was the Bederech Klal. The default, every Yomtiv, every Shavuos, was Nefois Me'erev Yomtiv, because you shouldn't bake them on Yomtiv. And Necholos be Yomtiv, that's B'Shtayim. Chal Yomtiv Liyas Achas Shabbos, there's no Heter Vechol Nefesh, so they couldn't be baked on Shabbos, which was the day before. So they had to be baked Erev Shabbos, and then the Necholos L'Shloisha. That's pretty straightforward. Lechem aponim nechal ein pochus mitisho v'layos al achas also. How is that, Ketzan? Nefe b'erev Shabbos v'nechal b'Shabbos. The afiyosim was not doicha Shabbos. They were baked on Erev Shabbos Parshas Noyach, and they'd be eaten a week and a day later on Shabbos. Those would stay on the lechem, on the shulchan, for a whole week, and they'd be eaten Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecho. That's tisho. Chal Yom Tov Liyos Erev Shabbos. Yom Tov you can only bake for that day itself, not for a week later. So therefore you had to bake before that. Nechal La Soro. Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. If you had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so you would have the problem with 2 days. And then, the halach is Nechal Achad Osor. The Mishnah feels like the obvious in the context of everything we just said now. Ve'ein Adoich Eloiz HaShabbos HaYosei Yom Tov. The preparation certainly can't be done not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimim Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Askan Doiches Yom Tov Ve'ein Doiches Yom Tzoim. The Santa Zah. The Doiches Yom Tov, because even something that's L'tzorich Govoya is called Eichel Nevesh. That means the assumption that we had of Ein Doiches Yom Tov is that it's not Melech Eichel Nevesh because it's not being prepared for Achilas Adam. We also added another point, is that it's being done for an achila of next week. So how Rav Shimon Gamliel gets around that time is not clear. What you'll have to say is, and this really goes into the context of sugis of hoyel and other sugis of melechas yom tov. It's not; it's a little bit too complicated for now. But what you would have to say is that it's only drabbonon, and this is a shvus b'migdosh, and they wouldn't be goyzer, so therefore it'd be doichi yom tov. He argues the says that I feel the shame Govoya is called Eichel Nefesh. That reason he argues on. What to do with the Issed Rabbonon of baking for next week? Somehow he doesn't hold of that. Lemaisa, what's not Doicha, Shabbos Abgeret, and it's not Doicha Yom Tzoyim, Yom Kippur, because like we said, there's no head to Eichel Nefesh. So that for sure you wouldn't be able to do. So if you had a Yom Kippur, Samuch L'Shabbos, you'd have the same problem. And you would have to push it back a day accordingly. Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. This is a new inyan. Something that's come up many times in the context of Menachos is a fundamental principle that's different than Zvachim. Zvachim, the way a carbon becomes a carbon, B'Kedushas HaGuf, with all the Chomer of Kedushas HaGuf, is when it's declared a behemoth of a carbon. Harei Zu Lo'ilo, Harei Zu L'Shlam, and so on. Menachos, even when solus is put aside, yayin, shemen are put aside to be brought as a korban, they are not neskadish until the neskadish b'kedushas klishoris. And this is what the Mishnah is going to address over here as a klal. Even though we've discussed it many times, here's where the Mishnah is going to put down the details. Hamenachos v'anesachim shenitmu ad shalei kitchu b'kli. If they became tome, Kabbalah's tome certainly even when it's chulin, they became Tomei until they were Neskadish B'Kedushas Klishoris, Yesh Lampidyon. Even though they were set aside for Menachos, and that being said, there has Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, it means not that he made it Bedek HaBayis. He was Miyachid, this Yayin Shem V'Soilis, for his carbon. The Gzeh Sakosuv is that it's not Neskadish Kedushas carbon, which does not have Pidyon until after the Kiddush Klishoris. To the point where he set it aside, he was Magdish, this Yayin Shem V'Soilis. It has... it's Shaykh to Hegdish. We'll call it Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, even though it's not really being given Lemomen Gavoya, it's really being used ultimately for Kedusha Saguv, but it only has that level of intensity of Kedushas by the Kabbais, it has pinyin. So therefore it became Tomei, it's useless, Legabi Kodesh, so it could be traded away. Yesh Lem Pidyin. Misha Kitchu B'Kli, it has Kedushas HaGuf and Lem Pidyin. You would have to burn it. Ho'ifas V'Eitzim V'Alavoinu Klishos and Lem Pidyin. All these things become Kodesh before they're actually Hukrav. Oifa is an upgrad. Oifa is like a behemoth. However, the reason why oifos are not like behemoths is because the halacha that a behemoth that's a balmum, if it had kedushas haguf, only when it becomes a balmum, that's when you could be poided. That halacha is said to exist because of only by behemoth, not by oifos. And therefore, the Mishnah lumps together oifos with other things that have kedushas haguf and then became tomei. Even after the Tumah and Lam Pidyon, there's nothing you can do with it. They have to be Nisraf. Oifos, Eitzim, Levoino, Uklishos, and Lam Pidyon, Shalonema, Elo Behemo. That's Exes HaKosov. It's a Pasuk in Pashas Bechuk Koisei, Imko Behemo Tmeo, Asholo Yakriv Menu Korban Lashem. Doesn't mean Behemo Tmeo like a rhinoceros. What it means is Behemo Tmeo, that it's a Balmum. Veherach HaKoyin Oiso. We're talking about that the Kohen makes Hamodah V'Harocha and for the value you could be paid as a state in Don Pasuk. But that's only Behemoth, not the other things that have Kedushas HaGuf.